And good morning, everybody. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF. Kyle High with you this morning on this beautiful day out there. It's very cold, 36 degrees, but it will be warming up a little bit later on. We'll get to highs near 70 again today. And joining me in studio, as she does every Tuesday at this time, we have Lisa Wilson, the director of the Independence Chamber of Commerce. Lisa, good morning. How are you doing today?
Good morning. It's beautiful outside.
Absolutely. It's beautiful. I like when it's a little cool like this because, you know, especially when we know it's going to warm up a little bit later on today. All right, so we got holiday season starting to ramp up, and there'll be a few events going on in Independence, and we'll get this started on November 19th, which is actually just a few days from now. We'll start the Newton's Annuals Ladies Night.
That's right. So this is the 21st Annual Ladies Night at Newton's True Value out on West Main Street. And they are inviting everyone to come out, or the women actually, to come out for a DIY Pinterest project, some shopping and snacks and lots of fun things. I was checking out their Facebook page this morning, and it says that you need to sign up for Ladies Night. That way they know how many people are coming and how many to prepare for, especially in the middle of, you know, the COVID-19. I'm sure that they're prepping for all of that and making accommodations to keep everybody safe and allowing everyone to get in and have some fun. So check out their Facebook page. They are also partnering with Leora Lynn Photography. So you'll want to check that out as well. So there might be some photo ops available for everyone. So that, as you mentioned, is this Thursday, the 19th at Newton's True Value. And it looks like that it'll be around possibly 4 to 8.
All right. And then coming up this weekend, if you're wanting to attend an arts and crafts fair, well, the Women of Independence will have their holiday arts and crafts fair. Again, that will be this Saturday.
That's right. So just in time to kind of prep for the holidays. You know, it's right before Thanksgiving, so people are starting to already think about Christmas. And, you know, I don't think they're trying to push Thanksgiving away. I think everyone is just really getting ready for Christmas this year because everyone is just eager to have some joy in their life.
Right.
And Christmas decor and trees and lights always bring everyone such good, warm, cozy feelings that I think you see now more than ever, kind of a push to get ahead of the game as
right.
far as your decorating. So the Women for Independence are having their holiday arts and crafts fair. It will be this Saturday, the 21st, from 9 to 3 at the Civic Center. So lots of room to spread out. And they will have jewelry and wood crafts and quilted items, lots more things. There's also an opportunity to earn some Women for Independence bucks. And then, if I remember right, you earn these different bucks for spending money at different booths, and then you get your name in for drawings. So
oh,
I
nice.
Think that's how it works, if I remember correctly from last year. And then they also have an enter to win a snowman, and it's $1 for an entry or 6 entries for only $5. And the winner will be drawn at 2:00. And so you can actually enter at Libby's Boutique until the 20th, and then you'll have to enter at the craft fair. So you can go into the store, get some early entries this week when you're in at Libby's, and then enter some more times or you can buy some chances at the craft fair. But it's a super cute snowman that looks pretty big that you might want to put on your front porch. So anyway, we just want to encourage everyone to get out and support our artisans.
Absolutely. And going on that same day and around that same time, I mean, you can go to the Arts and Crafts Fair and then take a break and go over to the Wesley Center as they will be having a free community Thanksgiving dinner.
That's right. So as the Women for Independence are in the Civic Center, you just jet down the street about 3 or 4 more blocks and you can go to the First United Methodist Church Community Thanksgiving dinner, where all are welcome and dinner is free. Curbside pickup this year for obvious reasons in the middle of a pandemic. So we'll be this Saturday from 11:30 to 1 at the Wesley Center. The location of the Wesley Center is 111 East Maple. And again, everyone is welcome to swing by and get a to-go meal.
All right, that'll be great. And then coming up the next day on Sunday, actually next Sunday, of course, two things going on. The Independence Main Street, they will be having their holiday open house and the holiday parade.
That's right. So again, this weekend, everybody will be prepping for the holiday season. It's kind of a thankful for the holidays experience. So it's right before Thanksgiving, as we're incredibly thankful for our families and our loved ones and our friends and all the blessings that we have. And then we move right into the Christmas season. So Independence Main Street partners with the Optimist Club, and they will be putting on the parade. And that parade will be a lighted parade, and it starts at 5:30. And so we encourage everyone, you can still sign up. Give Tabitha a call at 331-2300 if you want to walk in a group, if you want to get a golf cart out there, if you want to bring your car and drive your car through. But it is after dark. I mean, that's the purpose. It's a Christmas parade at night. So you do want to make sure you have some lighted element to whatever you enter into the parade. But I'll back up. And earlier in the day, we are going to have the holiday open house. That's 1 to 5 in downtown Independence. All the stores will be open. Main Street will be giving out $2 coupons that you can use for lunch that day or dinner that evening as kind of a special perk. Lots of spectacular shopping, delicious dining in downtown. And then during the parade, they will be having their holiday dollars giveaway. There will be four chances to win between $100 and $500. So the way this will work is you can do it right now. I signed up when I was at Big Cheese over the weekend, actually. So you can sign up now, and they have these buckets in the participating retailers, and you sign your name up, and you don't need to put your cell phone or anything like that because you have to be present to win. So they're just going to say your name, and you're going to say, it's me. And so so anyway, what they're going to do is you're going to be signing up all this week and signing up on the day of the event, and then the drawings will be held before the parade. And then the winner's names will be placed on the last float, which has Santa on it. And then the winners, as the float goes by and they see my name on that float, then I would make a mad dash down to the Main Street office. I have about 10 minutes after the parade ends to claim my prize. So you want to be able to do that. Actually, I misspoke. So after the parade ends, you have to meet the Main Street director at Dickie's. That's where they're meeting, not the Main Street office. It's easier to find Dickie's because everybody's already downtown. Mm-hmm. So go to Dickie's if you see your name on the float. And again, they're giving out money in increments of $100 all the way up to $500. So you don't want to miss out. That's some fun holiday cash. It's Main Street bucks, so you will not be using that to shop out of town or online. That's money we put right back into our community. And also, I just want to again reiterate how important it is now more than ever that we shop local in downtown Independence to really give back to those small businesses that need us now more than ever.
Absolutely. So shop local as much as possible. And then coming up actually on Thanksgiving, Egbert's, once again, the 29th annual free community Thanksgiving dinner.
Yes. So Susie Allen has done this for so many years. This is the 29th annual free community Thanksgiving dinner. She's been a true blessing to our community and so many people, and she gives back every year. They do it through Egbert's. Egbert's is at 1724 West Main Street, and from 11 to 2, you'll be able to swing by and get a free community, free Thanksgiving meal. And then I will also say that if you're listening and you're wanting to donate to the cause, I know she always asks for pies and things like that, so reach out to Egbert's and find out what Susie's needs might be and be a part of her efforts to help those who might need a dinner on Thanksgiving.
All right. So again, good stuff there. Egbert's once again helping for the 29th straight year in a row with a community Thanksgiving dinner. And then coming up on the 28th, so not this Saturday, but next Saturday, will be the Independence Fire and EMS Stuff the Ambulance.
That's right. So I was texting with Sean Wallace, our fire chief, this morning to get more information about this. And so this is really a cool partnership. Independence Fire and EMS, working alongside KVC Foster Care, and they are putting on the third annual Stuff the Ambulance, and it will be outside Walmart on the following dates from 10 to 3. So November the 28th, so that will be on, is that Thanksgiving?
28th, no, that's a couple, that's not,
look at the calendar.
Not this
Saturday,
Saturday, but next Saturday.
Next Saturday.
Yeah, after Thanksgiving.
November the 28th, December the 12th, and December the 19th. And donations are accepted at the Independence Fire Department anytime at 811 West Laurel. And if you have questions, you can call the fire department at 332-2504. But here's what everyone needs to know. These, you know, super sweet kiddos have found themselves in foster care at a time of year that is really, you know, important for these kids to be around family and loved ones. And when they're in the middle of a situation like this, they need, you know, they need our support and our care. So there are a lot of parents out there who have taken on foster care. And so they have extra kiddos in the house during this time. And so we're just asking that everyone kind of wraps their arms around these families and these kiddos at this time. And they donate toys or clothes or money so that the firemen can then go do some shopping on behalf of KVC and those foster kids. So if you're listening and you want to give where it's really needed this holiday season, consider helping to stuff the ambulance at Walmart the Saturday after Thanksgiving on November the 28th. They'll be out there from 10 to 3, as I mentioned, and then again on the 12th and the 19th to help make Christmas special for the families that are taking care of foster kids.
Absolutely. So a great cause there. And then you'll be able to do three dates on the 28th, the 12th, and the 19th. Also coming up starting next month in December, we will have First Friday. We'll be on the 4th, I do believe.
That's right. So the 4th will be a kind of a busy day. We'll have First Friday in the morning. And then after that's all over, you can head over to an arts and crafts fair that we'll talk about as well. But First Friday is going to be all about shopping, and it's our fifth annual, I believe, Shop Local presentation, and we will have about 15 retailers at the front of the room. Don't worry, we're not going to be there till noon. It starts at about 7:30 in the morning, and at 7:40 we'll kick it off with Facebook Live. We will allow there to be an audience, but everyone will be required to wear a mask. And we will have only a limited number of people at the tables to ensure that we're all adequately spaced out. But it's an opportunity for us to really showcase our retailers. So the retailers will be up front, and they will be given about 2 to 3 minutes to really give their spiel about all the amazing things that are within the walls of their store. And, you know, so many times we think we know what stores are selling, but really we have no idea how many cool things are inside our stores in downtown Independence. So Shop Local will be the first Friday of the month. That will be December the 4th. And again, it's open to the public, and everyone is welcome. And if it's not something that you want to get up that early for, or your work schedule will not allow it, you can always tune in on Facebook Live or watch it later on and be able to see all the great things that our retailers are offering, and make sure you shop local.
Absolutely.
And then shopping local kind of goes right into the craft fair that I did mention. So along with the Women for Independence, which is this weekend, then the first weekend in December will be the Arts and Crafts Fair at the Independence Historical Museum and Art Center. That's a 2-day event, and that will be from 1 to, let's see, to about 1 o'clock on the 4th and then 2 o'clock on the 5th. So be sure and check out those artisans as well.
All right. So, again, lots of great activities going on in Independence, ramping up for the holiday season. And we'll probably hear a little bit more next time you are here. But, Lisa, if anybody has questions about these programs, or if they're wanting to put maybe their own event up on the calendar, how can they get a hold of you?
So they can give us a call at the chamber office at 331-1890. You can Facebook message us on our Facebook page, Get Independence. You can always check out everything that we have listed on our website as well. And again, I always say this, we make mistakes. So if there's something that I've said that's incorrect, make sure you correct me so I don't continue to share inaccurate information. And if there's something, as you mentioned, that you would like for us to promote, we do our best to do that and get it on the radio and out to people on our community calendar. So be sure. And again, give us a call at 331-1890.
All right, Lisa. Well, thank you so much for coming in today. We really do appreciate it. And we'll see you again next. Let's see. What is this? The 17th. We'll see you again same time next Tuesday.
Yes.
Right before Thanksgiving. Yeah, right before Thanksgiving. All right. Again, Lisa, thank you so much for coming in today.
Thank you.
All right. We're going to go ahead and take a break. When we come back, we're going to start Open Line. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF here on this beautiful morning in Southeast Kansas and Northeast Oklahoma.